Now, like the swan before my death I sing, and like the raven heavy news I bring. Oh, dismal fate and cruel destiny, which brought me here in the same sort to die. Did ever any hear of one so young, that was so bad and had so vile a tongue? Which was the cause that brought me to that fall, for which to God I now for mercy call? In famous Wiltshire was I born and bred, and by my careful parents nourished. Ah, woe is me, John Stevens is my name, that to my friends and kindred am a shame. Oh, let me be example unto all, that they may never in such mischief fall. Children and prentices and old and young, serve God in heart and govern well your tongue. It was the devil that wrought my overthrow. It was the devil that brought me to this woe. And 'cause I did not serve my God aright, Satan with shame doth thus my deeds requite. In famous Salisbury, that city fair, my parents bound me prentice with great care. But careless I my life did lewdly spend, which brings me to a shameful timeless end. To God above I do for mercy cry, 'tis for high treason that I here must die. Drawn, hanged, and quartered, this is now my doom. My body must have neither grave nor tomb. And for my fact that was so vile and base, I apprehended was in that same place. And straight to London then I up was brought, to be examined, where I soon was caught. To the King's Bench then was I straightway led, where I a year almost continued. And then from thence I was again set down, to be arraigned excises at our town. There by just justice I my trial had, which soon condemned me for my facts so bad. My judgment was I should from thence be sent to prison back a while for to repent. And then I should be on a hurdle laid, and to my execution place conveyed, wherein a rope I there should strangled be, in shameful manner for each one to see. My members and my bowels forth be cut, and in a flaming fire they should be put, there to consume and unto ashes turn. As wicked members there they then must burn. My body must in quarters eke be cut, and on the city gates they should be put, to be a sight for others to take heed, where ravenous fowls upon my flesh will feed. And now I do beseech you, parents all, that here are come to see my timeless fall. In virtue's path do you your children train, that they may heaven and heavenly thoughts retain. Oh, do not suffer them to curse and swear, but train them up the God of heaven to fear. Teach them obedience to their sovereign king, and their superiors whence doth virtue spring. And children all do you example take. Oh, let me be a warning for your sake. Spend not your life so vain as I have done, whose glass is broke before my sand is run. Unto your parents reverent honor give. The Lord commands it, then you long shall live. Your days, he says, shall be long in the land. This is your duty as he doth command. Honor the king, for so the Lord doth say, and see the magistrate you do obey. unto your equals, loving, being kind, to your inferiors, bear a humble mind. But now, O Lord, for mercy I entreat, thou canst forgive, although my sins are great. Lord, make me clean and make me clear as glass, and then the snow I shall in whiteness pass. Great God, upon me power the Spirit of grace, and then in heaven I hope I shall find place. Christ my Redeemer, he hath did for me, my soul I hope with him in heaven shall be. Lord, bless the King and send him long to reign, preserve the Queen, their issue and their train. And God forgive me and my Prince I pray, whose laws and statutes I did disobey. Lord, let thy gospel flourish in this land, grant that the truth may flourish still and stand. Preserve the clergy, nobles, and the state, and keep the commons from all strife and hate. Vain world, farewell, I am prepared to die. My soul, I hope, shall straight ascend the sky. I come, Lord Jesus, now I come to thee, to thee, one God, yet Holy Trinity.